AJB's podcast, 23 May 2017, A Ticket to Heaven. When my wife arrived at her cafe a few days ago, she found a whole pile of tickets stuffed under the door. Regrettably, they weren't tickets to the Ed Sheeran concert here next year. Not a fan myself, but she seems to be. But they were for something even better, heaven. According to the ticket, entry to heaven requires that you have lived a perfect life and never broken one of the Ten Commandments. Have you ever told a lie or stolen anything, regardless of value? If so, you will end up in hell. This seems rather harsh, especially for people who have no idea of what the Ten Commandments even are. Less than half the world are Christians. But reading further, it seems there is a certain amount of wriggle room here, because, but God in his mercy provided a way for all sins to be forgiven. He sent his son to take your punishment. God commended his love toward us, and in that, while we are just sinners, Christ died for us. There seems to be a few odd aspects to this system. First, if God is so merciful, why doesn't he just forgive us instead of allowing his son to be tortured and killed? In fact, God didn't just allow it, he required it, or there would have been no sacrifice. After all, who requires the forgiveness? God does. So in order to allow that, he needed Jesus to be horribly tortured? Very strange when you look at it logically, isn't it? But it gets a lot worse than that. It says here that anyone who sins, and since no one has a perfect life, that would mean everyone, will definitely go to hell, no matter how minor the sin. But everyone can be forgiven their sins, no matter how bad, if they make some sort of commitment to Jesus. Later on, the ticket recommends prayer to God, listing your sins. That would be a long prayer for some people. Stating that you put your trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, and requesting forgiveness and everlasting life. After the prayer, you must read the Bible every day and follow what it says. So a person who told one small lie, even one which was for the good of the person being lied to, and didn't pray would go to hell. But someone who spent a life murdering, stealing, etc., and then prayed just before his death would be fine. What kind of messed up God is this? This is not a ticket to heaven. It's a get out of jail free card, or should that be get out of hell free? There's a URL, www.tobesaved.com, on the ticket which leads to a website which is one of the ugliest I have seen in recent times. Apparently God doesn't believe in hiring good web designers. At the site you can click here if you need to be saved. I didn't feel the need. Or click here if you're a Christian. I'm not. Or click here for further study. That sounded like me. By the way, sorry about the all caps. It's just that kind of site. The further study was a bit disappointing though, because even the bizarre ticket made more sense than the material in that section. There was a complicated argument about which day is the Sabbath, an even worse discussion on how to pronounce God's name, Yahweh, and a rather alarming essay on the correct way to eat meat. Hint, it's best not to. But I'm not even sure why all of this detail is so important, because I can do whatever I want, then get forgiveness from God later. Now, you might have noticed a rather flippant, facetious tone to this post so far. That is because the whole thing is just so silly that it's hard to take seriously. But many people do, and that's why I like to write these anti-religion rants. Many atheists, even really strident ones like Richard Dawkins, I don't really believe he's strident of course, seem to back away from criticising the New Testament and the alleged teachings of Jesus in particular. There's a certain amount of sense in this because the New Testament undoubtedly has a more forgiving, accepting and positive tone than the Old. But there's one thing about it which is at least as damaging and negative as anything in the Old Testament, the mythology regarding hell. Because in the Old Testament, hell is just a place with no particular function of punishment. In fact, both the righteous and unrighteous go there, to two separate areas, and it is best thought of as the underworld. It is only in the New Testament, with the teachings of the kind, forgiving, loving Jesus, that the idea of hell as a place of eternal torment is introduced. And that place is reserved for whom? Is it morally corrupt people like murderers? No. It is for people who fail to accept Jesus as their saviour. So Jesus seems to offer salvation, but only from a hideous torture that he himself introduced. And not only that, salvation is not given to those of high moral standing, but to those who are prepared to become slaves of his particular movement. If any other leader of any kind resorted to these tactics, would we celebrate him as a wise and loving leader or a hideous despot? I think you'll know the answer to that. So, I think it is fair to label Jesus, let's just assume he actually existed for the purpose of this discussion, in that negative way. But we should also have some balance and admit that there's a lot of good stuff in his alleged thoughts too. In the end, he's just like anyone else, a mixture of good and bad, and the New Testament, just like any other book of mythology, philosophy and theology, is a mixture of good and bad. The key thing is that the good doesn't come from religion. What good is there is recognised because humans, as a social species, have moral standards which are more or less consistent, although they vary a bit across cultures and across time. We don't get a ticket to heaven through mindless civility to a deity. We get that, metaphorically, because heaven doesn't really exist, through doing the right thing.